time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Kim Jong-un stepped over a concrete barrier and into South Korea Friday, becoming the first North Korean leader ever to cross the heavily fortified DMZ. He was greeted with a warm handshake from South Korean President Moon Jae-in, the pair later announcing the common goal of the complete denuclearization of the peninsula and a formal end to the Korean War.
There you see Kim Jong-un, leader of North Korea, is going to be for the first time stepping over into South Korea. It is morning on the Korean Peninsula, a historic one at that. The leaders of North and South are about to meet to negotiate a peace settlement and denuclearization. President Moon shaking hands with Kim Jong-un.
This is quite an extraordinary moment. And if you noticed, after he stepped across the line, the demarcation line, and shook Moon Jae-in's hand, he then invited Moon Jae-in to step across the line back into the North Korean side, which I think is a very interesting symbolic gesture and also clearly intended to play to the cameras. So I think part of what we're seeing here is just how extraordinarily sophisticated Kim Jong-un has turned out to be.
And as you see this honor guard, as you see the red carpet, it shows that there is a possibility of changing the dynamic from headlong into conflict to potential negotiation. Of course, denuclearization at this point may mean two different things to two different sides. President Trump and the South Koreans have said it must be verifiable destruction and dismantling. We're not sure exactly what Kim Jong-un means by it.
The embattled EPA chief, Scott Pruitt, is facing new accusations of ethical violations over his refusal to recuse himself from the process of repealing the Clean Power Plan, an Obama-era rule to limit greenhouse gas emissions from utilities. The new complaint comes after a marathon day of back-to-back House hearings at which Pruitt deflected accusations of corruption, blaming his staff and what he called deceptive media reports for a whirlwind of scandals over the past 4 weeks.
Under some intense at times grilling from Congress today, the man who is now constantly referred to in journalism as embattled EPA chief Scott Pruitt changed his story there on a critical accusation, admitting he gave the go-ahead indeed for pay raises for two favorite EPA staffers. Pruitt was even less forthcoming about some other possible ethics abuses, including a history of first-class air travel, a soundproof booth in his office, and a $50 a night condo he rented from the wife of a Washington lobbyist.
Did any of the attorneys at the EPA look at your lease before you signed it?
The review that took place afterwards.
It's tempting to ask why you spent nearly $68,000 on hotels and travel from August through February, just in 5 months, and $50,000 on modifications to your office, including a privacy booth that cost over $43,000.
I did have a phone call that came in of a sensitive nature, and I did not have access to secure communications. I gave direction to my staff to address that. And out of that came a $43,000 expenditure that I did not approve.
Yes or no? To
live in a way that respects
that. Do you have any remorse?
That. I think there are changes I've made already. The change from first class to coach travel, that's a change,
sir,
I've made. I learned about the pay raises.
You're not going to out-talk me.
Did the taxpayer spend $30,000 for a security detail to accompany you on the trip to Disneyland?
I'm unsure about that. I mean, we took...
That's knowable.
Yeah, the records show that.
Bill Cosby is guilty on all three counts of aggravated indecent assault.
The man, once known as America's dad and considered among the most powerful people in Hollywood, feebly clings to a member of his legal team after being found guilty of aggravated indecent assault. Bill Cosby convicted on all three counts. This case centered on the accusations of Andrea Constand, a former employee of the Temple University basketball team, who testified that Cosby, who was a powerful trustee at Temple, drugged and sexually assaulted her when she visited his home to ask for career advice in January of 2004.
He used his celebrity, he used his wealth, he used his network of supporters to help him conceal his crimes. And now we really know today who was behind that act, who the real Bill Cosby was, and a jury has spoken with one voice.
More than 50 women have publicly accused Bill Cosby of sexual misconduct, stretching back decades. Many described similar encounters, accusing Cosby of luring them into private meetings where he'd give them advice, then drugging them and raping them. During his trial and other legal proceedings in recent years, Cosby would appear in public as a weak and timid figure, often leaning on others. But according to a CNN producer inside court, after today's verdict was read and a prosecutor asked for bail to be revoked, arguing that Cosby has a private plane and could be a flight risk, Cosby stood and yelled loudly that he doesn't have a plane. Quote, "You asshole." Cosby's attorney, who argued that his interaction with Andrea Constand was consensual and called her a con artist, was defiant outside court.
We are very disappointed by the verdict. We don't think Mr. Cosby's guilty of anything, and the fight is not over.
Cosby now faces up to 30 years in prison. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.